We fucking are now, mate.
Beautiful. Bring it on.
Well, yeah, we're here for another podcast. Actually, Jason, this is the first podcast. You're the first guest for the Crass Files podcast 2023.
Excellent.
Finished up last year, and I've just been doing the Nightwatch podcast, covering all the latest. And as the guests slowly come back through to January, but you're the first one. What an honour.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
There you go. Can you believe it, though, buddy? Can you believe it?
Well, believe that the last 3 years of bullshit and still some people haven't woken up?
Man, it's still not working up, yeah. And
three, Adam, three
years. Yeah, I mean, going back to... Yeah, we're still here, Conversations.
Yeah, well,
on the Crass Files podcast with Jason Woodforth. We're still here. We're still here. We're still here. We're still here. We're really still here.
And it's not going away. I've said it for 3 years. Adam, can I just remind the listeners, like some may have heard this, some not. Remember, I was the person who in 2016, I went to Bali in December or November, whenever it was, and I said to the wife, I said, we're not going anywhere anymore. Just something's coming. So I didn't fly for 17. I didn't fly for 18. I'd prepped the house, everything getting ready. And then in 2019, I really had to go to three places. Well, I didn't have to, but I just made the call at the last moment. One was Sydney. One was Melbourne. And then December was India. And it cost me an extra $1,000 to take that trip to India in 2019 because I left it so late. But I said to my mate who wanted me to go over and help him run the show, I said, oh, mate, look, I just don't know. There's something coming, man. There's something coming. Anyway, I said, oh, fuck it. I'll go. Made the call last minute. We get back roughly December 4th or 5th. 3 months later, we're in lockdown. People do the research. They put the truth out there. Now, my little segue to that is that in 2017, they did a simulation of a SARS pandemic that comes in 2025 to 2028. I mean, how would they know
that? That's right.
Right? Now they've done a similar one.
Kind of a respiratory sort of illness through Bill Gates.
Yeah, so, but Adam, go back. This is the odd thing. The one you're bringing up is Sears, right? SWERS, that they did October 22nd, I think, last year. Now, that is also meant to hit in 2025. So that's a bit odd because they've already done a SPARS one for 2025. Now, the Sears, but the Sears one in particular has an INRO, what's the, INRO virus or something? I can't remember what it was, but it was something that allows them to probably poison us. So it won't be contagious. It'll be what happens to you. So they're getting that set up already. And Bill Gates, remember Bill Gates laughed when he said, oh, and Australia and India will really take up, pay attention to the next pandemic. What?
Wouldn't this possibly point towards the jabs people have already had?
Yeah, possibly
something's going to happen. As I've been saying, they can turn something on. They can direct some kind of weapons, microwave frequencies or whatever at people to make them sick. But if you look at that situation, now they're coming out and saying there's going to be a big one. That's what Bill Gates, and they've done another simulation, and they're saying this is going to be a big, this is going to be a massive one after they injected most of the planet with this stuff.
Yeah.
So then you kind of put two and two together and you think, okay, so what are we going to see? Are we going to start seeing, because, you know, there's,
Adam, where'd you go?
A lot of people have a feeling it goes on. And a lot of people are losing faith.
Yeah.
Can you get me?
Yeah, mate, you just dropped out there.
Am I all right?
Yeah, you're back now.
A lot of people thinking I've had my couple of jabs, I'm okay. It's all good, but we just still don't know. It's still early days. And it's interesting that the whole COVID-19 narrative is just being stripped away. The whole thing the whole thing's being dismantled and falling to pieces. And you think, what are they going to do this year? Perhaps they don't have to really do anything. If people have already been jabbed and then they start to become sick in huge numbers, well, there's your pandemic.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's a hard one.
And remember, the Pfizer boss said in 2020, he said we needed 4 years of exemption from being charged because we don't know what the the side effects will be in the next 4 years. You know, why do you specifically say 4 years? Why not two? Why not 22? Why not six? Why not five? Why four? And for Mind, it's because by 2025, it's one of their check markers, is they've got to have things in place by then. So in 2024, 23, 23, these jab people are just going to start dropping like flies. And every day we wake up, literally every day we wake up to someone who died, either they use the word suddenly or unexpectedly. It's like a daily thing. I think the wheels are in motion. And Adam, I've still been speaking to some people who have been so sick from the jabs, just so sick. And you know, they've woken up, and some took the boosters, some didn't. I tell you what, Shannon Ponton, the Biggest Loser celebrity trainer, I cannot believe the dumb arsery of that bloke to have gone and got a fourth jab, let alone one jab. The number of people in the health industry blows me away that have had the jab. That's how brainwashed and brain dumb ass dead a lot of people are. That are in the right industry, in the health industry. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I've been – the reason I covered him is because he lives right near me. Shannon Ponton, the Biggest Loser SAS guy and stuff like that, quite a celebrity, I guess. Yeah. What is he thinking?
What is he thinking?
I don't know him personally. I just see him around with his boys. He's a nice enough guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Always saying hi to people, and he never stops moving. And I'm assuming heavily that he is involved in personal training sort of movement. So he does one-on-one training, and you always see him around. I mean, the guy must be up at dawn. You never see the guy standing still. He's always in singlets, and he's a fit guy. He's running, he's jogging, he's moving around. His whole life depends on him being fit. And, you know, he's obviously very heavily involved in the fitness industry. He's organizing runs. Everything he does revolves around the fitness industry. And you look at this guy, I've seen him for years in the area here, and he's an extremely fit guy. He's got a young family. He's a super fit man, for sure. I mean, absolutely, 100%. And he, you know, but there you go. Like, this is the thing. And reading his post on Facebook, he took a fourth jab. He's changed to a new Moderna jab, and he, because he didn't want to get COVID for Christmas. And then in his comments, he said, "To add insult to injury, after I got the fourth jab, I got COVID. So it didn't protect me or anything." And I'm like, "Oh my God, you know, these people are so lost." You know, there is no COVID, so you can't catch COVID. You can't catch something that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You just got sick, mate. That's I know a lot of people around. They've gotten three and four jabs, and they constantly think they've got COVID because they're not well. So it's an excuse. And the doctor tells them that, and they feel better about it, even though deep down in their gut they must be thinking shit, because I think a lot of people know that they don't have the same health that they once did after they got those things, you know. And this is an interesting case after Dr. Karen Phelps and her partner. We're starting to get high-profile cases now with jab injuries. I don't know what this Ponton guy's going to do because he's already come out and distanced himself from anti-vaxxers. I just want to let everyone know that I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Like, being an anti-vaxxer is the worst thing in the world. It's worse than being a pedophile or a terrorist now. You know, so I took a bullet right in the chest from the pharmaceutical companies. Probably, I would say, I would assume, just looking at it, that his life's finished. I mean, if he can't walk upstairs, how's he going to continue with what he's doing? So, I mean, this guy looks like he's in big trouble. But, you know, it doesn't matter because I'm not an anti-vaxxer. This is absolutely insane. And this is what I've been saying. The way that the Australian mongrel, bastardised mainstream media in this country have weaponised the anti-vaxxer term. They've done such a good head job on people, man, a mind job, to really screw them up. So it's like these people's lives are being destroyed by these jabs made by multi-trillion dollar pharmaceutical companies who are killing people for fun. They couldn't give a shit. And then they'd, "Oh, don't worry, I'll take a blow, but as long as no one thinks I'm an anti-vaxxer." And as I was saying, this guy, you're an anti. If you're going to come out to 60,000 people on Facebook and say you got injured, you're an anti-vaxxer now, because the media and government, that's exactly what they're going to call you. So I and some people on his page just making some comments like you. I don't understand. Wouldn't the people who are in the fitness industry and rely on their fitness, their health, their bodies to make a living and everything? I mean, you see them. I mean, wouldn't these guys be the most paranoid out of everybody? I mean, but you're in the fitness industry as well. I mean, what is happening with these people? I know you're like me, and that's why we're talking. I'm just saying. I mean, are you seeing the same thing with these fitness people in this industry going down the gym and doing the weights and having the nice bodies and everything, and they're just going and getting these jabs?
Mate, it just blows me away the number of people in the fitness industry that got the jab. Now, just in your point to where Shannon said he couldn't walk. Now, I've got a mate of my my son, his mate, 24, 25 years of age. I may have mentioned this already. I can't remember. But just to back that up, you know, he was 2 months bedridden. And he said to me, we met him at the gym, this is about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he goes, yeah, mate, it's only now that I can walk up those 2 flights of stairs and walk up without running out of breath. I mean, that's a 25-year-old that would run up those stairs, could literally not walk up. It's two tall flights, but could not walk up without being breathlessness, without going, fuck, I'm not going to make it up the stairs. I mean, this is what these jabs are doing to people. And you read what happened to Shannon. I mean, that's happening left, right, and centre. Left, right, and centre.
Well, see, so he's like Shane Warne. He's got a couple or so, and he's felt confident to get a fourth.
Yep.
And bang, there you go. As I was saying, it's like the Deer Hunter movie. Remember that, the Deer Hunter?
Yeah.
Where they're
in
the cabin and they're playing Russian roulette. Eventually, that bullet in that chamber's going to align to your head. It's coming. The more you take.
And Adam, what did we say? Well, I know I said this about 2 years ago with this jab. 2 years ago, people, I said this is a six shooter and every shot's got something bad in it. Now, whether like someone who goes, oh, I didn't get any side effects, didn't get this. Hang on. Have you got a time delayed in yours? You don't know. But literally, maybe you did get a saline shot. I pray that a lot of people did that were forced because of their jobs or whatnot. But otherwise, my worry for those people that got a shot that didn't seem to do anything is that they might be next. When I say next 6 months, 12 months, where it's just reeking into their system and bringing them down slowly without them knowing. But then the other 3 shots out of 6, they're all deadly. They're all deadly. You're getting sick as dogs. You know, they're telling me sicknesses like I've never heard before. You know, 2 months bedridden for a frigging 25-year-old fit boy. You know, just wrong. But anyway, we'll see. I think the jabs have got a big thing to play for 23, 24. And let's not forget 2023 is you drop the 0223 is the reflection, the reverse of 322, which is the Skull and Bones logo number. And remember that Joe Biden got his first jab, first saline shot for sure, at exactly the split second the clock turned to 322.
Well, 2001, 2002, 2003 is 666, isn't it? Yeah, 666.
See, Adam, I'm not too sure about that significance to be really.
It's hard to say.
Hard to say, but because in 2020, this actually kicked off. So it's kind of like, well, hang on, you've missed out 2020 as well. So, it started 2020. The first case was actually in 2019, hence why it's COVID-19. Late November was the first one. And they've held that name all the way through COVID-19. Because that's interesting because you've got the Songbird, the movie Songbirds. It's set in 2024 about COVID-23. So do we see that happen this year where they go, no, we've got a new label for the COVID. This is a new one. We're bringing COVID-23. And sorry, can I just go back? I want to go back 2 years. And I'm pretty sure I said this on the program because a mate of mine, the mate I went over to India with, he was telling me that one of his clients, a young 26-year-old fit friend who couldn't barely walk. And when he could, he couldn't do any fitness whatsoever, he was bedridden. And then when he went back to the doctor said, okay, you can start with just gentle walking. This is what the jab's doing, people. You can't get out of your bed, and then the first thing the doctor says when you do get out of bed for your fitness is just do gentle walking and nothing more.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm not picking on anyone, but going back to Shannon Ponton for overseas listeners, who the fuck we're talking about? This is an Australian fitness kind of celebrity TV guy, and he was big on a show called The Biggest Loser, where big overweight people would go in on this show and they would break them down to lose the weight. But he's a big sort of guy on TV and everything, and he's personal trainer and he's got his own methods. You see him around all the time, and this is a guy who's absolutely unbelievably fit. And because I see him around, I see the guy, and he's had a couple of shots. He's felt okay with himself. Now he's gone in for a fourth because he didn't want to get COVID for Christmas. And now the doctor's told him it's okay. That's what the doctor told. He said in his post, the doctor told him it's okay. It's just a bit of hard thing. Don't worry. And he's saying, but I can't walk upstairs. This is the same thing. So maybe with the 20-something-year-olds, Jason, who are having to be bedridden and can't walk upstairs for a few months, even when they do manage to start getting fit again, I don't think they'll ever be the same, because I think that you can't reverse this damage. When I hear people have got heart problems straight after those jabs, for me, you're gone, mate. You're just gone.
They say that if you get myocarditis, that at least 50% of people don't survive past 5 years.
How can you?
Yeah. You're an inflammation of the heart, man. Like, seriously. I mean, like, Adam, the thing is, we have spoken about this since day one. The information was out there to see. This, like literally the day I heard about this back 3 years ago, I just went, this is bullshit. I just call it straight away, this is bullshit. Watching the people in China fall over said, that's bullshit. This just doesn't happen. And, here I am 3 years later, still correct and 100% correct. But I tell you, Adam, I've only got one note written for our chat, and normally we have next to none. We just chat for an hour. But the one note I've written is the chopper crash. Now, we've had a chopper crash up here in Queensland. Two choppers collided outside of SeaWorld. Now, you always wonder what's true and what's not. Now, this looked real. I tell you what, the reason why it looked real is there were people running around on the ground trying to get from one point to the other between the two choppers. When it's a fake setup, and there was a death of a woman on her front porch from two home invaders just the other week, and everything smelled. Did you guys just set this up? Because on the front lawn is stuff that if you're home invading, you're not taking. It's as simple as that. It was like scattered messes. And I was like, no, they're not taking that shit out of their home. They're taking something valuable. That's like pieces of paper, a fucking rubber glove, a tea towel. Like, what the fuck, right? But this chopper crash, this is how to sort of like work out what's real, what's not. And everything looked real about this. The footage they showed us, the people running around on the ground, there was all the emergency services there. Just look at what they show you and just go, does that look real or fake? And I've got to go back a year and a half, or sorry, two Christmases ago to the explosion in, was it Tennessee? Wherever it was, Katy Perry 2 days earlier said, don't be in Memphis on such a day. On Christmas Day, and then on Christmas Day or Boxing Day, I can't remember which one it was, there was this massive explosion in the street, right? But you look at the camera footage and you go, where's the RV that exploded? Because I'm looking at this street, you're looking at me, giving me the CCTV footage. I'm going, I've slowed it down, microsecond, going, okay, there was no car in the fucking street whatsoever. What just happened? This is just fake. And then Zach, who I listened to, he had people contact him and go, man, we went to the site. There's nothing wrong. It's like normal. So you got to look at everything. You got to question everything. But some things are real, and just understand what is real and what's not. That's all. Pay attention, man. Pay attention.
Ooh. Richard Neighbor Johnson.
I'll just kill that. We've actually had something live, but it was real. Also, I've not seen a sea of flowers for what's happened up at SeaWorld. Because remember, flowers also says this was a setup, and there's been no flowers. you know, things that happen naturally, there's a different flow to what and a feel to things that are set up. So just pay attention to these fuckers, these media scum. The media, you know, the old saying is, where's the virus? It was, I found the TV. That's where the virus is, people. Turn
it. That's a good one. Yes, a handyman has located the virus. Yeah. And it's inside. It was inside the TV set all along.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the TV. Yeah, the Australian mainstream media are the scum of the earth. Yeah, we know that. It's probably some of the worst, or if not the worst. I think it's the worst media in the Western world. Because I've travelled to other countries, and at least there's something different on offer. Not here. These people are just trash, and they get off on it too. They're scum.
Well, Adam, remember, I was an MP people for 3 years. And I can tell you right now, when you're an MP, those media scum are just looking to tear you a new arsehole. They're just looking to make you look as bad as they can. Mm. And if they're the opposite side to what the party you're in, so I was Liberal National. And by the way, here in America, it's the opposite. It's so hard, America. So the Liberals over in America are the extreme left, whereas that's the Democrats. Whereas the Republicans are what we would call Liberals here, but they don't call them Liberals over there, which makes no sense. But anyway, that being said, these media would just hunt you down and try and make you look real bad. They'd go through your personal files. Mm. You know, you own this house, that house. Why didn't you report this? Why, oh, man, they're scum. They're absolute scum.
Yeah. Australian media are shit of the world, man. Yep. We can't stand them. And we want people in their masses to tune out from all of them, every newspaper, all the TV channels, all the Australian mainstream media to tune out from it. It's time for Australians to tune out from this fucking shit, because that's what it is. And they're the scum of the earth. And if you try and deal with them, they'll block you. They turn into trolls. They're backstabbers. They set stories up and then they lie. They're just they lie about everything. And every article is a lie for these people. So, but they try to act like they're the ones who are doing a good thing for the people, and they're on our side, you know. But they're nothing more than a propaganda arm for the New World Order system. So the New World Order system uses their media bitch, right, to lie and scam the public and push out propaganda and brainwash stupid people who can't think for themselves. And that's all they are. But the people in this country keep putting the media up on a pedestal. And we'll talk about that before we plug out today to get your opinion on it.
Well, Adam, I tell you, back in 2016, I was running for the Senate, and I was the front person for the media for the Health Australia Party, and a great party. I'm no longer with them, but a great party who mean well. And I remember we got some airtime on the news, and I had the interview come out. Actually, I had to do it on the phone, so I was in front of the camera, but she kept on pressing for questions for me to answer a different way. And I kept strong because of my years of experience now with politics and media. I went, no, I know what you're going to try and do here. So I kept strong with my message. I can't remember what it was back there, but I kept strong. I didn't waver. I didn't say a wrong thing. I kept repeating what I needed to get across. And lo and behold, that night on TV, they took a snippet and took it out of context. Hmm. They're scum. They're scum. If you're a media and listening to this and you haven't left, right, it's like coppers. If you're a copper listening to this and you haven't left, or you have you're still a copper or a media trying to do the right thing, you're scum. That's Jay, you're scum. You're complicit in what is going on.
Oh yeah, right? Big time. You're complicit. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I have no sympathy for you. Not one bit of sympathy, because you guys are complicit in what is going on. And if you say, oh no, but. If you can't see the forest for the trees, what's gone on the last 3 years, that nothing's made sense. We're 10,000 cases a week, so they tell us. I don't know what the case count is for us this week, but the numbers are there. But again, if there's so many cases, where are all these people getting tested? And again, they showed how long it took to take the test in regards to get the results. There's no way they've put through the hundreds of thousands of tests through laboratories. There's just no way. There's no way. Those tests went to the rubbish bin. That's the only place they'd gone. They were never then gone and tested. You were in a lucky dip to see what number you got back, whether it was a false or a positive, an F or a P. That's all it was just a lucky dip. All it was. And now here we are open with 10,000 cases a day. No masking, no social distancing. Does it make any sense, people? No, it doesn't. Do you feel like you're in a pandemic? If you've got the TV on, yes, you will feel like that. It's kind of like the Ukraine war, which is CGI and green screens. And more people have been calling out this war, just going, nothing really makes sense over there. Everything I'm seeing just doesn't make sense. And it's every politician and his dog and every Kim Kardashian and the fucking Ben Stiller and Bono, Sean Penn's visited Zelensky. Zelensky goes over to the United States for a bag of money and has this speech that he writes and reads, and it makes no sense. No, and why would your leader leave the war zone? Why would these people come over and visit in a war zone? Because you're being played.
Sean Penn gives him an award too.
Yeah. Also, just say that to your listeners, I'm not having a go at you people because, generally speaking, 99% of you are like totally getting us. So it's more the other dumbasses that I refer to.
Yeah, I think just looking at New Zealand, I don't know if I shared a documentary. It's like 25 minutes. Silent No More.
Yeah,
I was talking about this on the Nightwatch podcast last night. It is really sad. They copped it worse than Australia. And you look at what they copped and the force they used to push those jabs onto the public. Huge. With a small population, and now you're seeing a massive injury rate. And so if you look at the last couple of years or so, it was all just get the jab, get the jab, get the jab. You can't do anything unless you get the jab. You lost your job, everything. And all these people, they did what the government told them and they got the jabs. And now we're seeing massive amounts of injuries and deaths that is only going to get worse. And that very system, that very government has now just turned their backs on them and won't talk to them and they can't get anything from them, you know. And this is what we've been talking about, and I've been discussing the psychological hammer blow here that people are going to get. And this is an unbelievable thing. You see a woman in there who's young, her life's finished, she can't even stand up or walk, she's shaking, she had one of the jabs, I mean, she's fucked, and she's crying on this clip saying, I trusted the government, I trusted the media, you know, I did what I was told, and now look. And I was just thinking, you know, we're never going to do that, and now listeners aren't, because we all understand that the government and the media and the whole system are here to fucking kill you. If not kill you, then put you under complete control. But the problem we have here, and what I've been covering lately, is this problem that people have is that they trust the government. Even no matter how much you try to tell them to not do something, at the end of the day, their faith in the government and that the government wouldn't do this to me is too strong, and it overrides in everything. And they say, look, I know the jabs are hurting people, and I know, but at the end of the day, the pharmaceutical companies and the governments and the media wouldn't conspire together to hurt us. I just don't believe it. Now, that very system, and they took that risk, now their lives are fucking ruined. They you know, they're absolutely done with. And now they've turned back to this very system to get help, and it's spat in their face. Hopefully, this is going to be a wake up call and a very, very harsh life lesson for these people to understand that these federal police and this policing system and this media and this government and this whole new world order beast system, it just either wants you under control or fucking dead. It is a murdering system. It is a predator. And these people, I do feel for them. I do feel for them. You can see them in New Zealand. They had faith. And to see these people saying, we did what we were told. We trusted the government. We trusted the system. This is the thing where we want to get people to understand. And you know this more than anyone. The government ain't here for you. The federal police ain't here for you. I went to the protests in Canberra and they blasted us with some kind of microwave weapons. So, you know, because they see us as the enemy. The government and the police forces and all this system see us as the enemy. And if you do what you're told and you get the jab and you get an injury like Ponton and you come out and say something to the media, you're the enemy as well. You're a terrorist now. And this is what we're seeing in Queensland. This is what we were covering last year with the PSYOP in Queensland, with the shooting with the cops. They went straight after the truth movement. And now they're saying basically anyone who's in the truth movement or is an anti-vaxxer, you're basically a terrorist. This is how the system sees people. But these people, they put their life in the government's hands and they went in and they took a shot. And now this poor kid that died, the father couldn't even talk. He was in tears. And they're saying that they've got nothing. This father on that documentary said he's got all these kids. He had this healthy life. He was running here and there. He can't even move now. And he's getting a few cents a week. They go to try to talk to Ardern and her government. And all they see are the backs of these people. They don't want anything to do with them anymore. So these people in New Zealand have just been shit on by the very system that they put all their trust and faith in. And that is such a huge psychological blow. And I think that a lot of people here, I don't think they'll make it out of this. It's just, it's too much of a heavy blow. And we would have to look at where we are in our lives and how aware we are. And it's just that we're in such a critically important time, you know, to be able to analyze and study this and understand that the system isn't our friend, mate. You were in the system. As a politician, you understand this system is not here for us, you know. And so this is hopefully a very strong lesson to a lot of people. I think Australians are going to be a bit more tougher than New Zealanders. And hopefully a lot of people are starting to get this. And we said it time and time and time again. If you get one of these jabs and something happens to your health, there's going to be zero help. Zero help. No one's going to help you. The only ones that are going to help you are going to be family and community around you. These very people that pushed it on you, they're going to be gone. And then they're going to turn around and label you an anti-vaxxer, which is going to what's going to happen to all these celebrity people coming out now, you know, that we're seeing. And it's only going to get more intense. And as the whole thing self-implodes and collapses and falls to pieces and more people come out screaming injuries, I don't know where they're going to take it this year. All I'm thinking is they're going to have some big event to try and cover it all over. You know, as you would be started off the podcast saying, that's the only thing, that there's some new illness. And that's what's causing it all, you know. So it's going to be an interesting 2023, mate. What's your thoughts on the government and people putting all their trust and faith in it?
Well, Adam, you know, I watched, I started watching that New Zealand documentary you sent through, and you know, got through about 8-10 minutes of it, and went, okay, this is all about just the people who got jabbed, who want their voice heard. It's like I've got sort of like no sympathy for them, because
I get it. Yeah.
The problem I've got is that you people dragged us into this pit. Mm. You know, you dragged us because you were so stupid, you were so brain dead. You've only got yourself to blame. You only got yourself to blame. I don't know why I've been so awoke for as long as I have been. I mean, I go back to friggin' 1990, even earlier, like my teens. I wouldn't drink soft drinks. I'd say, well, that's such, it's bad. I wouldn't eat chocolate. That shit's bad. I'd just go for a run. And unfortunately, I did bloody join Coca-Cola and started drinking Diet Coke, which I realized then was bad also. I don't know why I even let that happen. But, you know, then I found out fluoride was bad and aspartame was bad. And I just listened to all these people who gave me information about things that the government was saying was okay. But they'd say this and I'd go, yeah, that actually makes more sense than what the government's saying. I mean, it's been out there for decades for you to know what's good and bad and what's bullshit.
They should know by now then.
Yeah. So I've got, like, the sad thing's going to be is I've got some very close personal friends who got the jab, who even got boosters, who are going to be fucked. And they got very, very sick as well. And, you know, like, if you got very, very sick from the jabs, you're in trouble. If you haven't got sick at all, cross fingers that you have got the saline and there is actually a saline version out there and you'll be right. But I'm not saying, like I said before, maybe that version that didn't make you sick today, yesterday, the last week, last month, last year, doesn't make you sick as a dog and dead in another year's time because it's a slow one.
It's a peculiar situation, isn't it? Right. I have friends as well. They had a couple and they're fine. And the thing is that people who have one, two, they tend to be more comfortable getting three and four because they're okay. You know, that's the thing as well. It's like when you're playing on the pokey machines or, you know, gambling and you win a little bit. You know, you're going to take that win or you're going to put it back in to win more. And so humans are like that. I'm strongly assuming the pharmaceutical industry and the governments know how we think, and they know that. So if a lot of people, as you said, did get some saline water on one or two, they're going to be listening to people like us going, you're just fucking conspiracy theorists, you're crazy, you know. I'm fine. But, you know, a lot of people are getting boosters, and that's where the problems are starting with their health. We're just seeing it right now. So that is interesting as well, too, that people are going to take that gamble to get another couple of boosters because they've been okay since the last couple. So that's something to add in as well. Those people who just got one and two and they've stopped and I'm not getting any more and they're still fine, did they have water or did they have something that can be turned on or anything to make them sick at a later date? We don't know yet. We just can't tell if they had absolute water or there's something else going on here. They were given a bit. All I do know is I'm seeing a lot of people go down after boosters. You know, definitely after that third or fourth, they're going down. And they're getting heart problems and stuff. And that's a big gamble. You gambled in the casino and you lost when you do that. So it's a really peculiar and strange situation that we have anyway.
Yep. And Adam, just as we do, we check the news headlines when we're on a podcast, and lo and behold, get ready for it. Oh, where did it go? Where did it go? Hang on. Bear with me. We've got another. Oh, fridge, I'll close it down. Hang on. That's a Samsung. Let me go back. I'm supposed to. We have got another died suddenly. Hinger, singer devastated after unexpected family death. There we go. Mm. Keep on saying it. Every day. Well, literally every day. Well, here you go. Here's another day.
Every day.
Unexpected family death.
Every day there's unexpected deaths. In fact, our unexpected deaths, pretty much, our sudden deaths in Australia have gone over 17.5%. That's gone all around the world.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. They were saying that it was 13-something%. I don't think so. So these are people in Australia who are just dying suddenly for no reason and don't have any prior health conditions. That's up over 17% when it's normally would never go over 2%.
Well, Adam, just on that point you're raising. So the extra deaths, what they say is that you get a spike of 1%. Like, it's a really big spike of what they would expect the number of deaths per day, per month, per year to be. They're talking 13-17% spike, right? Which is just like massive.
Massive.
Like, it's crazy massive. Like, they say you get 1-2, you're starting to go, what the fuck's going on?
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's just a 1-2%. You've got 13-17. Yeah.
Yeah, this is like, yeah, that's right. There's even doctors and people and everyone, like so many things I've seen where they're saying this has to be addressed. You can't just ignore it. But of course, as we saw in the documentary in New Zealand, the doctors are telling that these people who are suffering from jab injuries, they're telling them that they've got anxiety and all these other problems. So the doctors are covering it, of course, as well. And we just had a situation in Australia, a bizarre situation in Queensland, where a Chinese or a Hong Kong doctor who injected two young girls who collapsed after getting the injections, and I heard reports that one of them was screaming, he came out and told Nine News that it was okay. They just fainted. That's what I was saying on the Night Watch podcast, you know, when people faint in the old movies with the tissue, and fall into the arms, you know. No. These two girls, this guy injected them, and they passed out, and one of them was screaming. And we still don't know what happened to these kids. But then shortly after that, the doctor himself dropped dead from the same jabs that he's been giving the kids. It's a story. It's gone all around the world. Yeah, whether right. It's true, I don't know what. Why would they say that? But it's insane what's going on. Everyone seems to be dropping dead everywhere and just collapsing over, but it's all okay. There's every day I look in the media, there's more and more and more and more and more and more. You can't get to the end of it. All these celebs and people they know and all these people just dropping dead all over the shop. So now we live in a world where you just drop dead, like Logan's Run, the science fiction movie. You just can drop dead tomorrow, Jason, and the day after. We don't know when it's going to be, but it's not the jabs. The elephant in the room has packed up and left. He's gone. You know, this is insane. It's insane. Oh, yeah. Oh boy. It's going to be an absolute mad 2023, mate. Get your popcorn and buckle up because it's going to be absolutely more to come, I tell you. You know, I just can't believe what I'm seeing already, but we have to stay, you know, on top of it all and keep breaking it down. Good to have you on today. I'm heading out now. It's starting to rain on me. And anything you want to finish up with, buddy, before we plug out?
No, mate, our quick 20 turned into 41 minutes.
Just on 40 minutes, I think. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Oh, there's so much to cover, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Mate, no, mate, just...
everything's up on...
Yeah, you're right, you're on.
Everything's up on the website, crazfiles.com, anyway, for folks. And we'll be doing lots more podcasts with Jason, very popular guest that I have on. Lots of people always asking about the numbers and the facts and figures and Jason's information. So it's really hard to continue to stay on board, mate, in 2023. And folks can support me over on crazfiles.com. Our membership is the best thing you can do because that will help me to go into this year as well and keep the website going. And there's a great members area, and I do extra podcasts for my members as well. So plenty going up on the website. Contact us through there. I'll put Jason's contact up to say hi if you want to, and his email, which I do. And we'll keep our discussions going on the next one, mate.
Sounds good. Till then, brother. Peace out.
You there?
Yep, gotcha.
Good stuff.
Excellent. That's a good short one.